Are we going? Are we cooking with gas?
We're going. We're live.
Sweet! All right! Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the Puzzle Warriors 3. This is episode... Okay, wait. If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of? 69, dudes! Whoa. All right, episode 69 of Puzzle Warriors 3. I know it was rough. It's a long way to get there.
That was solid. That's where Keanu's career peaked.
I agree. He will forever be Ted Theodore Logan. Right, was he
really not Neo? Not Neo?
No.
His soul had been removed by then.
Or what's the new one he's in where he's ultra violent all the time?
Oh, John Wick.
Oh, that was real good. I did enjoy that movie.
Yeah, John Wick was dope.
He's got several like that, but he's still a soulless empty shell.
You are correct.
I did like John Wick. I watched that sequel. Anyway.
Right.
I am the only one. Also, it is Craig with me, as always. Chaos 72, Sneaky Meat 15, Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Special guest this week, Aestheticist.
Hi.
That was anticlimactic.
Nice.
Better know, or you could call him Ace, or you could call him Simmy. I don't know. It's all weird.
No, that's another Ace.
Yeah. Man!
That side joke, kids.
Show is ruined.
It is. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Nick. All right. Hey, I screwed up the dates in the script again. This is the week of 12/14 to 12/21, 2016. Boring things first. Deadpool dailies. Today, Wednesday, Blue Quicksilver. Thursday, Green Switch. Friday, Red Vision. Making his first appearance.
Woohoo!
Saturday, Purple Doctor Strange.
Yeah, not so boring, huh?
Yeah. Sunday, the Black Panther. Monday, Blue Magneto. Tuesday, Black Storm. And Wednesday, Black Cage. So, yeah, excited about the Strange thing because I still never get Strange covers. So now I can get one. For your 5-day, 4-star crash. Thanks. Of the Titans. All right. So we got a couple since last we met. I think. Yes.
Yes.
On the 8th was Nick Fury. How did that go?
Well, not as well as I wanted it to go, but I won. So I couldn't really hope for too much more, but it took me more tries than I expected.
Like more than four?
No, four exactly.
Mm.
Mine went well, although I was really click happy. And when I went into it, I just like fight, fight, fight. Oh, wait, I didn't grab any boosts. Crap, I don't have any boosts. And I barely pulled it off with like 600 health left or something.
Nice.
But was able to do it on the first try. So,
yeah, I believe I also won in the first try. Aestheticist, how fare ye?
I won on the first try.
Yeah. Sweet.
Do you have a champion, Nick Fury? I have no idea where your roster is. We'll get to that later. But
I don't even remember the fight. You sure that was me?
Yes.
I know, because my memory is terrible, but that's what I have written down.
Yeah, I won. Yes, the champion Nick Fury. Sorry. Level 280 okay. Something.
Oh, okay. Piece of cake then. Ooh, piece of candy. Then on the 13th was Venom. Again, I was able to pull that one out. I think it took me two tries on that one. Anybody else?
It took me two tries to realize I had no chance of winning it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it took me one try with no boosts. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't so good. Maybe if I throw in some boosts. And I did, and they were not successful. But I only have Venom at level 110, and he's at a 2-2-1. So that is not enough Venom
to
maybe defeat Carnage.
Maybe next time around.
Maybe.
My Venom was at level 70, and I have him at like 5-4. So when I went to level him, I was in a very lazy mood, and I didn't want to hold down the level button. So I just hit the, take him up to level 229.
Yeah.
And used up all my ISO, which I immediately regretted. But it did allow me to pull off the fight and get a token. I don't know if it was worth it, but I got it.
I won first try, but God, it took forever. I've got Venom Champ, but I totally forgot to respec him. I had him with 5 black. So I just kept hitting him with powers, and it was like, these aren't doing anything.
I know. I just like kept trying to deny red, which wasn't doing any damage, but stopped me from dying instantly from symbiote's eyes.
Right. Yeah, he hit me with the red three times, but luckily they've neutered it, so it bounces off somewhat.
Yeah. I noticed that as well. It was not as crushing as I anticipated. Even at my low level, I was like, Venom can't be this hardy.
All right. Coming up next on the 18th is Cheethor?
Sure.
That sounds right.
Ooh.
I believe you.
That should be good for Ray. My Cheethor is level 94, though.
Mm.
And I'm not going to have any ISO to put into her, so doesn't sound good. Because I have her at 255. She's just level 94.
Oh, all right. Well, you could generate some more ISO by then. It's possible.
Mm. All my ISO has to go to Miles and, God help me, Nova.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry, people are turning over in their grave.
They are. But words on Miles later.
Okay.
So prepare.
I'm excited to hear about that. what, the monotone excitement?
Yes.
Sorry. That's how I deliver excitement. What is it, Cheethor? Ace, I assume you will win that one on the first try.
I have her at level 298, so...
Yeah, it sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
I expect Ray to win on the first try.
Yeah. Oh, am I wrong in assuming that, unless it's a brand new, relatively new character, that you have a pretty dominant roster? I don't want to jump too ahead to Craig's grilling of you, but...
sure.
Yeah, okay. And modest. How nice.
Yeah, it's like the bomb, yo.
There you go.
No, it's not. I'm not top of the mountain. Maybe up to the mountain's armpit or something.
Okay.
That sounds like a good place for a cave or something. Like, that's where are the goblins hiding? They're in a place known as the mountain's armpit. You must go there and defeat them. Ah, Ray, you know what's happening to you on Saturday. Get ready to go to the mountain's armpit.
Your brain works weird, but okay.
That's not the first thing you guys thought of, huh? Fine. For your story events going on now. Hulk has been going on for, I don't know, a week and a month, and it's still going. 16 and 31,000 catch you yellow vision. Then at 54,500 was Green Moon Knight. And 106 big thousand for the CP at the end. Top 10 folks get Nick Fury, and then the next level down are Thor covers. Juggernaut Heroic is up next. 8,15,000 for Green Thor, 26,500 for Purple Fury, 50,000 for the CP, top 10 folks are Spider-Gwen, and then the next group down, 11,300 is Gamora. In the I don't care because it's not a season part of the game, over in PvP land, you've got the best friends, BFFs forever. Whatever.
What's that all about?
That's a little redundant.
Yeah, I guess it is. Pick two people, they fight two people, and there you go, two people.
I remember that. That was from the anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give that another go.
That's running right now. 800 gets you a black Iron Fist, 900 blue Cyclops, 1200 for the CP, top five folks are X-Force Deadpool, and 6 to 50 is more Thor covers. I don't think the event after that has been announced yet. At least it's not on the screen. So there you go. So, get to the grilling, as Ian says.
Yeah.
So, Aestheticist, what say you? Where are you from? What you do? How long have you been playing this crazy game?
Well, I already confessed to being from Okieland. I started playing December 2013. I work in logistics. Yeah, I took a long break from the game, so I'm only up to day 900-ish. But other than that...
That's about where Ray and I are, I believe. Does that sound right?
Just hit 910, so yeah.
Oh, today was your...
The Phoenix
covered a green jean day.
Oh,
nice.
I guess what my reward of the week is going to be.
Now, someone, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like we had a previous guest on this show that explained that the fact that he is good at this game was because of Ace. Is that accurate?
I'm talking about Danger?
Was that who it was?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Huh. We were talking about murking, right?
No. No, I'm talking about... someone said he owed his elevated gameplay and most of his roster to the fact that Ace sat him down one day and said, here's how you do PvP, here's how you shield hop, here's how you be a good player, and here's how you advance in the game, and now he's also very good. Does that sound like an accurate memory?
No, but
nope.
We can edit that out, and I'll say yes.
Cool.
Unfortunately, the show was live.
No. I have helped quite a few people gain the ropes, but Danger came off of a break and joined our alliance, and he was already pretty much up to speed.
No, I thought it was before him. Maybe I dreamt it. That's very possible. My brain is addled.
And I'm in no position to argue.
I don't know. I purge what happens on this show as soon as we're done talking about it.
Have we had any other of your alliance members on our show?
If so, they didn't confess to it.
It had to have been Danger.
Danger's the only one I can recall.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Danger to type something here into the Discord chat. And
it said he was typing, but he must have thought better of it.
Yeah, he gave up. He's like, I'm not countdown any of this stuff. I'm just staying out of it.
So who's your favorite team to use?
You know, the only ones that I use consistently are ones that I've used forever.
I like the way where this is going.
So like in the Big Enchilada, I always use Cage Fist and Bullseye, 3-star Bullseye. I've used that for a year and a half.
Wow. Nice.
Another favorite team that my alliance is tired of hearing about is what I call the Cascade Kings, which is X-Force, Wolverine, C-Mags, and Loki, which old guys know about that one. It's not like I made it up or anything, but I still use that team after 2 years. Thanks to Champion, they're still relevant.
Right.
They happen to be my highest champion from each rarity.
Oh, wow.
RNG Jesus loves me. Until I said that. He doesn't love me anymore.
RNG Jesus loves me so, this I know because he tells me so.
We need lyrics.
So that you Cascade team, I'm assuming that this is basically because of their mixing up the board all the time, which Greg constantly complains about.
Oh, man, I do hate that.
Well, they cover the full rainbow. They're all about board shake. There's a lot of synergy there. You don't want to mix tile creators and board shakers. That's a team of three board shakers. And so whatever nonsense the other team is up to, they just quickly erase it. And they generate so much AP, it's not quite Winfinite, but it's close.
So that's your combined forces team, huh?
But no, because there's no 2-star on it, unfortunately. Sorry.
Oh, true. Oh, yep. Danger says he is tired of hearing about your team.
I was going to do some art. I was going to take their main pose and put them together like in a boy band pick and then reskin them in Elvis jumpsuits. But that takes time, so it hasn't happened.
What character do you want to see added to this game? What you got?
Nightcrawler.
All right, what character that's remotely possible would you like to see added to this game? We have it on good authority that you can take any mutant and stick it because you ain't getting one.
Oh, I know. But that's really it.
Wow. Yeah. I've decided I'm going to start campaigning for Namor now because he's a mutant, but not really. Like,
you need to stop mentioning that he's a mutant.
Right.
Well, that's probably true, but he is Marvel's first mutant. I mean, he is the mutant. Like, he's the first one.
Why don't you just take a break from campaigning? Campaign for something like more 1-star Venom nerfs. If he could do less somehow.
I still use him every day.
Could go for some Night Thrasher just to see the name Night Thrasher in the game.
So wrong. And what's your alliance? Who are you in?
Currently it's Dead Ringers. That's the third incarnation of the Dead Something Alliance. We just keep moving like, you know, the rent is due. Hurry up, kids. We got
pack it up. We're going on a road trip.
Every time they have one of those darn alliance locked events, you know, we got to, you know, make a new one and everybody who's actually playing shift over. We'll pick it up from there.
Okay. So the alliance lock events, that is like your team's kryptonite.
Actually,
because
no.
You're always renting out your alliance members?
No. We're actually really good at the boss fights. We were one of the ones that beat the first Galactus run. But since we don't have any requirements whatsoever, the selling point is it's like getting all the benefits of being an alliance without actually being in an alliance. You know, some people, you know, they fall away from the game and maybe they got made a commander and then you can't get rid of them. So you got to move on to get rid of the dead weight.
All right. I just love it when the show goes to dead air. It's like
Greg, you're a terrible radio host. It's like today's your first day.
It is.
Dead air. That could be our next name.
I'm calling trademark on that. What are you doing? The Dead Air Alliance. Brought to you by this guy.
So get to some news, because I love how you totally just get to the news. I need to make sure yours reads the same way I do.
Okay. First news. Hulk broke.
That's amazing. So they even went so far as to call it Hulk Crash, so that it rhymed and just rolled off the tongue nicely, and you couldn't even copy and paste that.
Nope.
You had to make it slightly worse.
Nope, I had to go with Hulk broke. As
Hulk not functioning appropriately.
Yep, that's what I go for. It just seems funnier in my head to see Hulk come out and just go, Hulk broke! Hey, in any case, Hulk is broke. So five-star Hulk is purple ability, you know, the good one, the other guy, crashes in everything until the 116 patch is here. So they've disabled it for the meantime. Will be turned back on once 116 hits, and you will be getting some kind of token of appreciation if you have a Hulk of that variety.
Do any of you have a Hulk of that variety?
I do.
Sure.
Sweet. As long as someone is able to tell me what the appreciation token is.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I'll find out, because my wife, actually, that's her only five-star cover.
Oh, nice.
Single purple Bruce Banner.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe a new token type, the appreciation token.
I like the sound of that.
Let's see, in other news, starting on tomorrow, on the 15th, they will be adding additional four-star characters to the weekly powered-up list. And then also starting in Juggernaut Heroic, reinforcements of each subchapter in Heroic Story events will include a four-star character.
Could someone explain that to me? Like, I haven't played this game before, because I do not understand that sentence.
I don't know. I was going to ask you the same thing. What are reinforcements in a subchapter?
A subchapter would be a sub. It applies only to Heroics. There's a set list on the first sub, and then on the second and third and fourth, for however many subs are, they add one or two three-star characters, or maybe it's three or four. I don't pay attention to Heroics. I don't play them. I don't really know. Anyway, they're going to start adding one four-star per sub.
Oh, okay. So Juggernaut Heroic will start, and then when one of the nodes that comes off of that opens up, they will have so many powered up four stars. And then when the next one opens up, what is it? Can't, won't, and don't stop. So as each one of those opens up, they will have additional powered up characters. Can't will have, you know, X number of powered up four stars. Won't will have, that plus one. And the next one will have that plus one.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Let's go with it.
Thanks. I was totally lost as well, but somehow Ace's helpful but snarky response made it really clear.
Well, you know, Ace is the place for the helpful puzzle quiz.
Who let him on the show?
I have no idea how it is.
I crack myself up.
It's got me to say it's good, because it's just you.
All right, moving on. Hey, all those people who badmouth Miles in favor of Nova, well, too bad for you, because Miles is getting cranked up in this next season.
He'll still suck.
Exactly.
But he is getting his powers tweaked. Power and responsibility will now affect every web tile that is matched away. Before that, you know, if you matched three at once, that counted as one. That's getting fixed. And hide and seek / surprise means you no longer lose surprise if you're still invisible. It will stay surprise. Because before, you could, you know, you were invisible, you would trigger surprise, and then you could no longer surprise people, even though the invisibility tile was still on the board and you were still invisible.
Okay.
So now you have to, the invisibility tile has to be removed before you go back to hide and seek.
Gotcha.
So those are the changes coming to Miles Morales.
Well,
those seem like good changes,
right?
They don't seem like drastic changes.
No, they're shattering. They're bug fixes.
Right. I was just going to say, you sure showed all those Nova fans.
I sure did. Hey,
not sure who that messing with. Price change, right? So, I'm pretty sure the fix is that you used to go invisible, it would change to surprise, and then it would stay surprise even if he was now visible. So then you could surprise even though he was visible.
That's a real surprise.
Yeah.
Like he pulled something out of his pockets or something.
Right.
Supplies.
Nice.
Surprise, I'm Spider-Man. Everyone went, who are you? Oh, you're from a different universe, right? Spider-Man. Moving on.
Can't stop, won't stop, don't stop. He was right.
All right, and 116 patches. Are you sitting down? Because we got a new clue.
Luckily, I am. Proceed.
All right, this week's clue, which I can guarantee you means 100% chance that it's Dazzler. Because the clue is a dark obsession, which means they are speaking directly to me. And my dark obsession.
Obsession.
With Dazzler. By Calvin Klein? So what do you got? Dark obsession. Who do you think you get?
I'm sorry. I'm a little taken off kilter by that. I can't focus. I don't even have a good fair speculation. I hope it's Night Thrasher. Night
Thrasher.
I'm going to go with Cloak and Dagger.
That would be cool.
Yeah, see? That's all I got.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Night Thrasher.
Ace, you got to guess it's not Night Thrasher.
He's obsessing in the dark.
Yeah. Is he the duck who quacks in the dark? Is it going to be Darkwing Duck?
Duck Knight?
Yeah, Darkwing Duck, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God. So, hold on. I got to derail the show for a minute. So
what?
There were rails?
So, as you, I think I've talked about before. So, DC put out these Hanna-Barbera comic books, right?
I've heard that from you, yes.
Yeah, you got Johnny Quest, you got the Jetsons, you got the Flintstones, you got Wacky Racers, so on and so on. They just announced that they were putting out annual issues coming out in March that are even more bizarre, right? So, Adam Strange is showing up to hang out with Johnny Quest, and they're going to have a side story featuring Top Cat. Huh? Pretty exciting. Now, there's another, like, it's a Space Ghost with Green Lantern teaming up.
Reasonable.
And it's got the Flintstones with Booster Gold. And then
that's reasonable.
Are you ready for the one that's super exciting? This is what I can't wait about.
More exciting than Space Ghost and GL.
You are not going to believe how exciting this is. It is the Suicide Squad teamed up with...
I'm out.
The Banana Splits.
I'm back in.
The Banana Splits!
I'm back in.
Can you believe it? So I went right down to the comic book store today and put in my orders for the March issues. Because I need me a Banana Splits comic.
Yeah, I got to back you up on that.
Oh, I was so excited that there was a Banana Splits coming into a comic.
La la,
exactly!
La, la, la,
one banana, two la, banana, la, three banana, banana, four bananas doing something in the... I don't know the words. So... Just, you know, Leonard, plan ahead. When these issues come out, I want to be on Long Box Heroes so I can talk of my reviews of these comics. Plan ahead. Plan ahead.
You keep wanting.
Yeah.
I know. So, back to this game. All right, other patches at 116.
Or any.
Yeah, or any of them. This is a good one. When playing Puzzle Quest for the first time on a device, you were able to restore your save from Facebook from the loading screen. So it sounds like you no longer have to go through the prologue. That's nice.
Very.
Fixed a crash on iOS devices. Fixed a crash when recruiting players a character for the first time. Powers that increase the amount of AP required to activate a power no longer increase it beyond the maximum AP you can have, so you can no longer make Galactus not be able to fire off Destroy the Universe.
Boo. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. The motivation tile caused by Black Bolt's Silent King will now properly increase the power level of the countdown tiles created by Medusa's entanglement.
Mm.
So that's good.
I'd have to look at those powers to know exactly what that means, but having Black Bolt work with Medusa better, that
sounds important.
Right. As we said, Hulk getting fixed.
Right.
And then here's the interesting one. Players will earn 2 XP for each versus match they play. Not that you win. It says that you play.
Okay.
Well, now it's more efficient to get XP in versus mode. Because in story mode, I got to play it 6 times to get 10 XP. But now I can only have to play it 5 versus matches to get that 10 XP.
Sure. I would argue that generally the versus matches are going to be more difficult. Maybe, I mean, not the ones at first if you get, you know, straight into the event.
But it doesn't say you got to win. You just got to play it.
That is true. So you're going to plan on taking your two stars in and just having them get beat up all the time?
No, I'm just thinking taking it all one stars just so the matches are over real fast. This is going to be my new plan. I'm going to try this out when this kicks in. Is I'm going to join every PvP with 3 1-star characters so that I can lose instantly and just get my 10 experience points.
I'm hoping it's just they typed it wrong and it's for every match you win.
That's not what it says.
So, of course, you come
to the system. I want to try to abuse this as quickly as I can.
Right. You open up a ticket and you hold them to the with semantics.
I'm going to.
Start keeping a ledger every match.
Clearly, you know, it says play, and if it doesn't mean play, I'm going to be horribly offended. good old inside jokes. All right, moving on. That was exciting. 116 coming soon. Ray, what you got in that mailbag? I hear lots.
All right, I am ill prepared. So, sure. First, Ronan-san on D3 said that as his face has been threatened viciously by Craig in the past from punching, he says that he is apt to disagree with you. However, he agrees that you are 100% right in the last episode. I wasn't going to bring this up, but I love the way it ended. So work with me. Let me get through this.
All right.
He says the Sword of Omens is far superior to Prince Adam's power sword.
Yeah.
He says the sword grants him all of his power. With Lion-O, though, the sword is a sentient blade, can transfigure its shape. It has a once per normal rest sending spell, clairvoyance, and is a bane weapon to the undead. And Lion-O is still the same person, even without his sword.
All true.
While Adam can't be He-Man without the sword.
Yeah.
So he ends this with, let's go to Conan for the ruling. The riddle of steel is that steel is only as strong as the hand that wields it.
Yeah. See, Lion-O is a fierce fighter all on his own. What does Adam do without his sword? He cowers in the castle and cries.
That doesn't seem accurate.
He's got his sniveling stupid cat. Ugh.
Also, I think it is likely that He-Man could chop down Lion-O.
No chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
No chance.
I wasn't going to bring it up again, but he ended it with Conan, and I couldn't resist.
Yeah, that's fair.
Obviously, what needs to happen is Lion-O needs to steal Adam's power sword.
Oh, man, like Lion-O needs more muscles. I mean, that would just be insane.
He Lion?
Yeah. Is that like Snoop Lion? He lays around, listens to jazz, and smokes weed?
No, it's not like that at all. Stinky Robot said that he hoped that Ian's opening of tokens would become a regular feature. It was very entertaining. I don't think he can. I don't think he can do that much. I don't know how many tokens you have left, but
enough. But again, with Craig not getting any Doctor Stranges, I was going to mention, you know, what was it, 56 elite tokens and 119 basic tokens and not a single Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you there, and I don't know that I will be revisiting the token opening like that. I'm glad you enjoyed it, but the far-reaching effects were just too damaging.
Jordan from Jersey, and I agree with this sentiment completely. He said that regarding Medusa, now that he had a chance to play her through the PvP, the PvP became confusing. Just about every turn, it was flashing back and forth with yellow banners and banners about Medusa's doing this and that and healing, and he couldn't figure out what was going on. And I agree with that completely. I'm like, she's crazy. I don't know what's going on, but I like it.
Well, I'm telling you, it was super fun with Carnage because there was just stuff happening nonstop.
I did not get a chance to try that out. But
you should have. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I figured it wouldn't be good since they also had Medusa on their side. But
nope, it was fun.
Leonard, who actually messaged me and said, hey, just call me Joe. So if in the future, when I refer to Joe, who is a friend of ours, you'll know who I'm talking about. He said that Ian, I don't know if it's too late, but he would sell and re-roster Hawkeye as nothing is better than getting more Battery Man covers. And I didn't think about that, but that is an absolutely good reason.
Yeah, Battery Man, yeah.
He also says, going with Miles out of spite, big mistake, Greg.
Yeah, but I live a lot of my life through spite, so you know. It's all good.
That is true. That is super true.
And I did want to give a shout out to Longbox Heroes, our brother alliance, that they were really killing it this last season of PvP. They placed in the top 100 of every PvP event, including the overall.
Yay, so, they made it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, finally. Living the dream.
Arcane Pozar, and I probably mispronounced that, but, you know, that's what I do.
He pretends to be a wizard. He's an Arcane Pozar.
He says, hey, I wanted to say I found out you guys about the show. He's up to episode 25. He really likes our predicting of stuff, knowing whether or not it has come true. He loves every comment, like the if Moon Knight has added this to this game, I'm done.
He's an arcane poser with stars in his eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, that was such a sad stretch.
Oh, shut your face. Kayate Chiboka.
Hallak mentioned, he says, thank you for the show in the past year. There's always been something to draw and be inspired by. There's Craig's unbridled mirth, which that's hilarious. Ray's calculating intellect, which, again, I don't know where that's coming from. And the sage wisdom of Ian, providing balance, not necessarily between the other two, but in demonstration of balancing the game with other aspects of life. That's fairly accurate.
He don't know it very well, do he?
Well, takes a while to unravel your true hateful nature.
Hey, Jeff Cascadian said months ago, it was suggested that that we did a brief character biography before the character of the week, or for the character of the week.
Oh yeah.
And we just, we've completely forgotten about
totally
that.
Totally forgot. So,
yeah. Sorry
I
about
like that idea. Yeah. So I thought I would bring it up again. Cause
yeah, it's a good idea. We just didn't do it.
I'll add it next week.
Dead Taco said that the detailed discussion about He-Man versus the Thundercats had me yelling nerds like ogre. which is true.
Hey, in fairness, it was just Lion-O, not all of the Thundercats. All of the Thundercats could clearly overpower He-Man.
Yeah, there's no argument there.
Yeah, and once Panthro gets involved, I mean, you know, come on.
Well, He-Man's got friends too.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, if we're talking Masters of the Universe versus the Thundercats, I mean, the Masters of the Universe will mop them up.
No way.
It won't even be close.
Mechanek's going to come out and look over a wall.
Yes.
Oh, look at the other side of that wall. And then he got
Ram Man.
Yeah, Ram Man is going to come out.
Ram Man is dope. No! He can just wreck them.
Come on.
Yep. Man-at-Arms is very versatile.
You wait till Stinkor shows up and everyone's like, oh, it smells.
Yeah, that's very distracting.
Like,
in a fight.
That's his only power, is that he smells.
Yeah, but he's going up against cats who have keen olfactory senses.
Yeah. Absolutely. Nerds! Wily Kit and Wily Cat bring nothing to the table.
I'll give you that.
Good point.
They've got those stupid little bombs, but they don't.
And I was going to say, even if he can't transform, like, I would take Cringer over Snarf any day of the week.
I don't know about that, because Snarf can be a pretty good spy, though. He's like a hobbit. He can kind of sneak into places and no one knows he's there.
I guess. I mean, in the end, I mean, Orko's just going to ruin the whole fight for everybody.
That's true.
But
he's going to pull something out of the neither universe that lives.
I don't know who we're counting on either side. I don't know if the sorceress is going to show up, because that would really tip the scales. Anyway,
you lost me with a few characters back.
I mean, if you're going all in, I mean, Mumm-Ra, you know, is pretty freaking fearsome.
Oh, if we're bringing villains, I think Skeletor can wreck Mumm-Ra.
Oof.
Skeletor only wrecks himself.
I don't know about that. I mean,
all right, I'm moving on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Chloe had a comment about us talking about the Goddess of Thunder. She has been having a problem getting covers, has her very low at a 101. However, she made a comment that I thought was very interesting that I want to try now. If you have her champed, rearrange her powers to give you yellow, because 5 yellow against goons would be fantastic. And I think it would be, so I got to give that a try at some point. I don't know if anybody has done that out there, but
I've already forgotten Thor's powers.
Her yellow at 5 could replace the countdown tiles with charge tiles.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So if you have her at a 5-5-3, it could be interesting.
Right. Okay.
You might be able to just mop up those goons in no time.
Sure.
She also mentioned about Cho and Black Bolt. I don't know if we mentioned Black Bolt last time, but Black Bolt would be excellent against her, or with her, sorry. So in any case, David Franklin also mentioned the between Dakin and Hawkeye. Hawkeye, he's basically Hawkeye every time, because you get Battery Man, and with Dakin, you get X-23, who's good, but not as good. So Hawkeye is...
No, it was only 2-star Dakin, so you just get 3-star Dakin.
Oh, right.
You don't
get
X-23. If he was that good, I'd go with Dakin every time.
Right, but if you get... So the way the progression is, Dakin gives you 3-star Dakin, who then gives you X-23.
Sure.
And Hawkeye gives you Batterman, who gives you Hulkbuster.
Right.
Yeah. So the path is a lot better on the Hawkeye side.
Sure. I just... I feel like by the time I get there... I don't know. I probably should have, but it's too late. I've already committed to the one. I'll sell them as soon as I can, and maybe I'll just buy a no slot, throw a Hawkeye in there too.
I thought you did sell Hawkeye.
I did sell Hawkeye, and I replaced him with Dakin.
Right. So when you level up Hawkeye, you're going to be getting those covers. So
well, I don't have Hawkeye. He's gone. I sold him, and I did not replace him. I sold him and used his empty slot, filled it with Dakin.
Gotcha.
So I would have to create yet another empty slot, re-roster Hawkeye, and now that, see, I didn't even consider that, and who's everyone is correct, especially Joe, and who's commenting about this right now?
This was David Franklin.
Yes. So Joe and David are both completely correct. I should have taken Hawkeye. I didn't, you know, I was not very forward thinking, because I do only need one more cover. So then for Hulkbuster, and he could be my first fully covered champion 4-star. And now I'll never live that dream.
Hey, Ray, Danger is congratulating you on pronouncing the Dream Warrior's name correctly.
I knew that was coming. He knew he was listening. I'm glad Ray changed it up. I was like, oh, no. He was enjoying his cigar, and then we said Dakin, and it all fell apart.
It only took 69 shows.
That's not true. Right. We pronounced it right a long time ago, which is how he became the Dream Warrior.
That is true. So all the rest of the comments are on one thing, and I'm going to start with FHQ1977. He said... I listened to this on the car ride home from work and got to minute 38 and started yelling at the top of his lungs, Champ Nova, Champ Nova. He sped home for the last 4 blocks, burst into the house, ignored packages, dogs and crates waiting to be let out, groceries, simply to type, this is crazy, hope that Craig might be waiting until this very night to champ Miles and would be reading show feedback before doing so.
I mean, not because I really, you know, put that much effort into it, but I haven't championed anyone yet because I've been trying to get up enough ISO.
Welcome Death. I like that.
Oh, wow.
He says the good show this week. One major glaring issue, Craig hating Nova and then Punisher Max. Miles isn't bad, but he's a lot slower than Nova. 6 red AP for 600 plus strike tiles. The first time, 2 turn stun plus 4,500 enemy damage the second time, 3,000 plus points of damage, plus a strike tile for 7 AP. Yeah, he says, pair him with 4-star Punisher, and suddenly your strike tiles are plus 25% damage, and then throw an IM-40, and you just stun and kill everything at will. I don't know. If I had Punisher up, I might try that out.
Man, I think I've got like a couple of Punisher covers. So
He also commented that Thor was a spot-on analysis, so...
Hooray, no, one for something.
Yeah. Put that in the win column. Yeah. We're moving on up again.
Actually, since we keep mentioning him, Danger actually commented and said that the fourth or analysis was right on. After 68 shows, it's bound to happen. And Valor X said, feature character review was solid again. So there you go.
Right. Man. Now expectations are high for this week.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'll have to torpedo that immediately.
But he did follow up with, at the risk of sounding negative again, Miles over Nova, grr, shakes fist. He says, obviously, you should level whichever character makes you happier. However, in this case, you're wrong. If you care at all about in-game performance of your characters, champ Nova.
That's not all what it is for me, though. It's, you know, here's another character that I have no attachment to in any way in a comic. And he comes out and points his fingers at me. All I hear in my head is a little kid going, pew, 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 pew.
Well, he is a little kid.
And it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work for me. Like, it's just not threatening.
That doesn't work for you?
No. That's awesome. Pew.
Exactly.
And finally, the last comment. Jeff Cascadian again. I saved this for last. He said, oh, my stars and garters, Craig Champion Nova.
Should I even up the fact that I currently have two Novas dying on the vine? So he will probably win just for that fact, because I only have one Miles dying.
Just for that fact, not the 80 comments that we got.
Right. That's just, yes.
Right. Not the in-game performance, not anything like that. Just I'd rather waste one cover than two.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I only have 270,000 ISO, so I'm not even sure I can get there yet as it is. Hold on. Let me switch to Nova and see what he would require.
$99.99.
He's told me it would require $50. I don't have $50, so it looks like, and then I would still have to champion him. So yeah, it's probably more like the $99 choice is what. And how many days I got? I got 4 days to get enough ISO. If I don't spend it on Miles,
don't sleep. You'll get there.
I don't like that plan. I don't like that plan.
Anyway, I'm done talking.
Great.
All right then. Hey, Ian, what time is it?
Oh my goodness, is it time for the featured character
of the week?
Week. Feature character of the week.
All right, this week brought to you by Snore Ye Tomcats. Cats keeping you up all night during mating season? Leave out some Snore Ye Tomcats, and the whole neighborhood can then sleep in peace. Snore Ye Tomcats!
Meow.
No animals were harmed in the testing of this product.
Do cats have a mating season? Do I know nothing about animals?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Ask the good folks over at Snore Ye Tomcats.
Is this, how does it work? Is this like one of those,
you put it outside
Sonic,
the feet.
Like a Sonic dog training device where you like point it at them and press a button and then give them a command?
No, I think you put it out as bait, they eat it, and they instantly pass out. Like, it's like NyQuil for cats.
Oh, wow. Ow. That has some pretty dangerous repercussions.
No, not tested on animals.
I am nervous. What's it tested on? That's horrible.
Pass out, he says.
Yeah. Well, it says, they get snore, you Tomcats.
They get teleported to a farm in upstate New York.
That's not a death gurgle. It's a snore.
It's a really deep purr. Oh, my goodness. Well,
you almost just killed me. I was trying to drink a drink of Pepsi, and you did that. I almost drowned myself. Luckily, I was on mute.
I was going to say, fortunately, you hadn't taken any Snorky Tomcats.
It could have been a duet.
Right? Our ace would have been our new host. Oh, my goodness. All right. So the fine folks at Snorky Tomcats this week will bring you none other than the legendary Howard the Duck.
Woo!
So Howard the Duck he's a green, blue, purple character. His green ability is the Quack Foo 1-2. It costs 8 green AP, and it deals 9 damage for each green tile on the board, then destroys those tiles and does not generate AP. As it increases, the amount of damage per tile increases all the way up to 144 and then 288 at max level. Bill of Rights is his blue power. It costs you 10 blue AP. He converts up to 2 enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles, 2 basic tiles, and then stuns the target for 1 turn. So, as he goes up in levels, he converts up to 3 strike, protect, attack. Then he stuns you for 2 turns. Then he can also convert invisibility and countdown tiles. And then he converts 5 random strike, protect, attack, invisibility, or countdown tiles and stuns you for 3 turns. And lastly, the always disturbing Duck Duck Loose is his purple ability. Costs you 12 purple AP, creates 3 invisibility tiles targeting Howard. At the start of your turn, it deals 28 damage for each Duck Duck Loose tile on the board. As it increases in levels, it will first do more damage, then create an extra tile and do more damage, then do more damage. Lastly, it will create more tiles and do more damage, finally doing 5 invisibility tiles, dealing 320 damage for each Duck Duck Loose tile on the board, and it will create some really disturbing animation. I haven't thought about him much other than the fact that he is a really entertaining character for me because of my cherished memories of that fine, fine film.
Mm-hmm.
Having read his powers, I don't know. I'm pretty underwhelmed. Purple seems nice. Let's say 355. I don't know. 535 is probably good too. Hold on. I'm going to ask Ace because he is a more dedicated and wiser player than I, and I'm sure he's prepared with a clever answer.
Nope.
Damn it.
I mean, my duck's in the poop house, so I don't really get to do much with him.
Right.
Yeah, there's been one event, right? So that's all I have.
But I mean, he is one of the people who can get rid of invisibility tiles.
Right.
Just because, you know, that's, I think it's just him and Iron Man, right? Iron Man, War Machine.
War Machine.
War Machine's thermal detection or heat, whatever. Or
War Machine.
X-ray vision, I don't know, whatever War Machine's powers are.
Right. So War Machine can, okay. It's very likely. I don't know who else. Can Classic Magneto's coercive field, can those shields be created over top of invisibility tiles?
Probably. They seem to override everything.
Right.
Yeah, that would be, you know, pure luck to be able to get that.
But. Sure, sure.
Well, I mean, the Bill of Rights is also random, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I suppose it's not doing basic tiles, so you have a much higher chance.
Right, exactly. If the invisibility tile is, like, one of the only ones out there, you're going to get it.
Right. Hey, Danger's saying he has his duck champed, and the green is pretty good.
Okay.
Really?
He's a solid character.
It does give you good board shake, because you can... you know, because it wipes out all the green on the board, right, when it goes off?
Yes. So, well, all the it wipes out 9 green tiles. Oh, no, it doesn't. It does wipe out all of them. I'm misreading it. Yes, absolutely. So depending on how much green you have out there, it can be absolutely devastating.
Right.
Interesting. He also said 3-star cap can override invisibility tiles, but I guess so can 2-star cap when you throw out his shield. Mm. But
oh, anyway. Sure.
I don't know. I think I would probably go 5-3-5 on my duck.
Acceptable.
You don't like those special, like, stunning abilities, do you?
I like Jab Jab Cross. That stuns.
That's not a stunning ability. That's a damaging ability that happens to stun.
I love Iceman's stun. That is the stuff. It is way overpowered for its cost.
No character is ever overpowered.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Craig?
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about. 1-star Venom can mop the floor with every character by himself with one tentacle tied behind his back.
No, that's underpowered.
Nope, he can just kill everybody. He should totally be nerfed yet again. They should just take away all of his colors so he has no powers. And then him and any 5-star, him and Old Man Logan, then can be a fair fight.
That's the perfect illustration. No character is ever overpowered. There's no reason to nerf Venom.
Oh, my. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, so that's...
The duck brought to you by...
Snore Ye Tomcats.
Snore Ye Tomcats!
That was good old Howard the Duck, the featured character of the week. Brace yourself. Next week, featured character of the week will include a brief bio of the character.
Yes, that's what I was going to mention. You two are huge fans of Howard the Duck. You're not going to give a little brief bio on...
Once upon a time, back in 1984...
There was an alien duck?
a scientist/engineer built a dimensional bridge that was accidentally activated and kind of tractor beamed a duck named Howard from a duck person planet or duck person dimension to our dimension. And he manages a band and
he's a private eye nowadays, right?
I don't know. He could be. I assumed he was still a band manager. I thought he still managed the cherry bombs and he likes to play with earth women.
Maybe you could read the in-game bio.
Seems like madness.
I mean, you know, he got transported from New York to New York. You know, disrupted everything.
There's an in-game bio?
There is. I do enjoy the part where it says that it's a planet filled with weird creatures like the spider hairless ape and the iron hairless ape. I like that part.
Who knew there were in-game bios? That's exciting. I'm going to go check this out.
He's not from the same universe as Peter Porker the Spider-Ham, right? That's a whole different universe.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah.
In any case, it's from a movie from the 80s, and if you haven't seen it, then you shouldn't.
No, the comic existed before the movies.
Yeah.
Available at Walmart bargain bin nearest you.
Wish I could find a copy at my local Walmart bargain bin. I would totally buy a copy.
I'll mail it to you.
Sold.
Yeah, happy holidays. There you go, Craig.
Yeah, Ian. You want to get together and watch Howard the Duck?
Kind of.
Yeah. Oh, excitement. All right. Died on the Vine Times. Hey, I've got these couple of Novas and a Miles and a Kingpin. That's what I got.
I say you go with Nova.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
How many Novas was it?
Two.
Two Novas. How many Miles was it?
One. Two does sound like a better idea than one. That gives me an extra 3 days to rustle up the ISO, because my Nova expires in 4 days and Miles expires in 1 day.
And you have 270,000 ISO.
I do.
And what level is Nova?
Right now, let's see. Let me find Nova here. He is level 168 at the moment.
Oh, and you have 3 days.
Yeah, so it's going to take a lot of ISO.
You already have 270,000.
Yeah. I'm going to need 325, 350, I don't know, somewhere.
Are you going to log in at all for the next 3 days?
Well, that's the plan.
You better.
I can at least play the Deadpool Daily every day. I don't know, I'm doing pretty good in this Hulk event, so I got to see if I can keep that going.
You can do it.
Because I'm currently 20th in the Hulk event.
Wow.
With 1 day and 43 minutes remaining.
Well, there you go. You placed 192nd.
Yeah, probably true.
Unrelated, did you know Howard was on Team Cap?
I did not.
I didn't either. Not only did I not know that there were in-game bios, but Howard is part of Team Cap.
Hmm. You need 325,000 ISO.
54,000 to go, huh?
Something like that. Or 99.99.
That ain't going to happen.
You could sell some of those 2 stars that are hanging out on your roster.
I don't have any that are ready to be sold.
Wow.
I sell those as soon as they hit level 144, they're gone.
Mm.
My current highest one right now is level 138.
You could sell 3-star Punisher.
No, I can't sell 3 stars.
Just throwing it out there.
Hey, I even rostered another character this week.
Whoa.
I'm up to the poop house in number of roster slots.
That's too many.
Wow.
Because I rostered 1-star Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm up to 4 1-stars now.
That's 3 too
That's
many.
That's crazy. I don't even know why you would do that. Okay.
Because I got to catch them all.
It's for those days when Juggernaut is locked out of DDQ.
I don't use Juggernaut. I use Juggernaut. And Venom is never locked out.
Venom, is he still playable?
Only for me.
I heard they got rid of all of his powers.
Yeah, only for me.
I heard they nerfed all the Venoms. The 1-star Venom, the 4-star Venom, the other 4-star Venom.
The other 4-star Venom. Well, I wonder what they're going to do, because now in the comic there's another Venom?
Yes.
So are they going to have another 4-star Venom? Are we going to have 3 4-star Venoms?
I don't know. Does this Venom have a dark obsession?
I don't know. I haven't read that comic. It just came out last month. But it's a new person. It's in the suit.
What segment are we on, by the way?
You are telling me about what you got dying on the vine.
Junk mostly. I got Ragnarok cover, a Psylocke cover, and a pair of 3-star Captain Marvel covers.
Cool. I like me Captain Marvel.
I know you do.
BDSM Carol. Good time.
that was wrong. My dying on the vine is just as good as it was last week. All right, I'm done.
Wow.
I got a completely empty roster.
That's crazy. Ace, you got anything hanging out?
I do. I've had a good week. I almost got it cleared out. With 12 days and 12 hours to go, I have a 2-star bullseye. That's exciting. With 8 days and 4 days, respectively, I have 2 ghost riders.
Ooh.
Like the 68th and 69th that I've trashed.
Wow. I love Ghost Rider.
4 days left on a red Winter Soldier, and I have 1 day left on a blue Silver Surfer. I can either add him to my duplicate Silver Surfer or keep praying for a miracle that will champion my fully covered Silver Surfer.
You've got more than one Silver Surfer? Oh, man.
They're really expensive. I've pumped 300,000 ISO into him, and he's just over halfway.
That's insane. You could have read a champion Nova for that amount. And as we all know, pew-pew is way superior to black holes.
What was I just thinking? Ace, do you subscribe to Craig's have all the characters philosophy, or do you maintain an orderly roster?
For a long time, I did not. I was a big proponent of paring down what you was willing to have on your roster. I refused about a quarter of all the characters because they were crap.
Fair.
But then those sneaky bastards whipped out championing on us. And so since then, yeah, I've got them all.
Okay.
Except the 1-stars because you can't champ them. So
right.
Screw them.
You wait, that feature's coming. They're going to just sneak it in on you.
It's not coming.
But you'll be able to champion all of them except Venom. He will be unchampionable.
The final nerf.
You'll be able to take all of them up to like level 90 except for Venom, who will be capped at 12.
I think I will probably also buckle after hearing that wisdom and after people have been politely shouting at me for all these times. I'm slowly starting to give in to that as well. I think the value of I'm well aware that the value of championing characters is there. So maybe later in the show I'll champion this Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Carol. Yeah. Or maybe the Ragnarok. I don't know which.
It really is, because instead of just getting the ISO for the cover, you get the
right.
You are getting that ISO anyway, and you're getting, like, you know, the hero points and CP right. Now and then.
A variety of prizes. You're correct. Yeah. Just, man.
And the cascades. So, cascades are so sweet. So sweet.
Yeah. So I have to ask, the Ghost Rider, are you keeping him at a lower level on purpose?
Yes. Lack of ISO.
Oh, okay.
All my 4-stars are either a champed at level 145, or they're so new I don't have any covers for them, and they're not even up to 145 yet.
Interesting. Yeah, I was just kind of curious because, I don't know how much it costs to level up 5-stars at this point, because the only one I've leveled up at all is Strange, but I don't know how much the higher level costs. But I pulled up your roster, and I saw you have a level 435 Green Goblin.
Yep.
I got to imagine that cost a little bit in the ISO bank.
Just a little piece at a time, and you don't even notice.
Wow.
I'll just do one level. Yeah.
No, I usually keep a reasonable stash of ISO on hand, so when I get a cover, I can just, you know, go up to that next soft cap, and then, so it doesn't hurt so bad. Like 50K at a time, 13 times.
All right. Ray, here you got a Phoenix.
Hey, I did. That was awesome.
So did I.
Yeah, I hate both of you. All right.
I might get one.
I hate you too.
Thanks. In a couple of days.
Yeah. Right? 3 days. Yes.
I got a rock.
Cool.
Well, the best part about the Phoenix is it's the green one.
Right.
That's really nice.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't got to use 2 greens now.
Nice. Yeah, that was the first one I had to roster.
And 7 reds.
What day do you get her? What day was that?
9/10.
Ooh, I got a long way to go. Today was only 8:54 for me.
8 weeks. She's all yours.
Long time.
I didn't realize you started that far back from me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I held out. You and Ian were playing for a while before I caved in.
Well, I was playing for a long while before you guys started playing, and I've just fallen so far behind. Ray has surpassed me by a good 3 or 4 days.
I don't know that I have missed a day since I started playing.
Okay.
No, I think, did we skip a couple days when we were in the hell that was the internet in the Dominican?
You did.
Oh, okay. It was too impossible to play. It was too slow.
Yeah, it was awful. I got one fight in every day. I managed to get one fight in, and I'm like, all right, that was painful. I'm done.
All right. It must have just been Ian and I who said, all right, I'm done with this.
Yep.
And then we tried the fantasy football draft, and that was even worse.
Yeah. That was a nightmare.
That was.
So was that casino.
With that wireless.
That casino was a nightmare.
It was okay on the inside.
We went outside and got attacked by a pack of wild dogs.
I said on the inside it was okay. The outside was a little bit sketchy.
Let's open a token. That'll cheer
me. Yeah, let's open some tokens. I got two to open. One, two.
Ahem.
Yes?
Ahem.
Oh, hey, it's time to open the tokens. Brought to you this week by this guy. Hey, shout out to our sponsor, this guy. And hey, hang on till the end of the show where you'll have some special info about this guy.
What?
Well, apparently you've already forgotten. You just wait for it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who wants to open a token?
Me?
All right.
All right. I will open a latest legend. And...
are you going Eye of Agamotto or are you going Skunk Spot?
I am going the number in the top right corner.
Mm.
Sorry.
It's okay. It is a 4. Oh, I was like, I forgot he was a character. I was like, it's a 4-star blade. There's a 4-star blade? Yeah. Hey, it's my first 4-star blade cover.
Woohoo! You got the hero points to roster him?
Yes, I have the hero points to roster him.
Good deal.
That's all I got.
All right, I'm going.
All right.
Okay. By the way, I did get an Ant-Man earlier today from a heroic. So the rewards of the week. Ant-Man's good. But let's see what I get from this. Eye of Agamotto. Uh-oh. It's a 5-star.
Oh.
Come on, Eye of Agamotto.
Phoenix.
Nope. Red in my ledger.
Okay.
Black Widow, which I believe that is the only power first that I have. I now have her at a 0-0-4.
Man, you love that game.
Oh, no. No, I do not.
Man, oh, man.
That's good eating.
All right, I'm gonna poke the eye of Agamotto. We'll see what happens. And then the next one's going to be on his nose. Oh, my God. More, maybe not, because the Eye of Agamotto was also a 5-star. So apparently that's the key right now.
Man, did I fumble that one.
Ooh. Black Bolt, green, quasi-sonic whisper.
Oh, that's the jam.
All right, I'm going to go Eye of Agamotto again then.
What? Multiple cover opening.
I said two. No, this one was a 4-star. Oh, good help me. Never mind, just move on.
Nova?
It's War Machine.
You're just staying for poor War Machine is unfounded.
That's a Black Bolt. Shut up.
War Machine is now a 3-2-2. Black Bolt is now a 1-0-1.
Nice.
Status, is you playing this game?
Sure. I've got some CP to scrap together. Let's see. 4-star. And, ooh. Gwenpool. Pink.
Oh,
you mean purple?
Sorry, what? I'm gonna make me go back and get the audio where it was you saying pink all the time.
That was by accident.
Yeah, like 8 times in a row.
By accident. My brain doesn't work all the time. It had a small aneurysm that day, and you know, there you go.
Believe the evidence of your eyes.
Depends on the device you're playing.
True.
All right. That's what we got. Ian, talk about the podcast network.
Oh, but before that,
okay.
I had an uninteresting segue.
All right.
that occurred while opening tokens and playing on several different platforms. It was a really small attention to detail that shouldn't surprise me, but it did anyway. When I play on my phone and I open, let's say, a taco token, underneath the taco token, underneath the little flashing shield symbol, it will say tap to open. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Not if yes, Ray confirmed. Thanks, Ray. Ray's also on this show. When you play it on Steam, it says click to open.
Okay.
I prefaced this. I gave you feed forward that said this is uninteresting. I was just surprised to see that they would take the time to change it on the formats.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird. And
yeah. Yep. So about this podcast network.
I don't know. It's soon to be named. Are you going to try to sell this?
That's all, like, you got?
This is the first time that you're completely immune to offering uninteresting, inane babble, and that this is some sort of sin that only I've committed, and this is the first time? Man, I hope all your 10 packs are nothing but centuries and two stars.
Oh, man, that was the worst 10 pack ever. I blame Owen.
Oh, I do too. But don't blame him aloud. He I mentioned you today. He seemed really genuinely excited.
Good.
He asked if we could go visit you, and I said, no, not until next year.
Sadly, that is true.
The soon-to-be-named Podcast Network is a group of podcasts with which we belong. Lots of fun, like-minded shows. If you would like to learn more about these shows, please go to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Or on the Puzzle Warriors 3 homepage, we have direct links to all these shows with complete descriptions of each. That's the soon-to-be-named network.
Okay. Hey, as always, I want to thank everybody out there in the internet universe for joining us here. Aestheticists, thank you as well for coming on the show. Thanks. Appreciate it. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Listen to the podcast, however which way you like to get your podcasts. You can leave us comments on our webpage via Discuss. You can email us. You can tweet at us. You can put it on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or apparently you can post things on the forums over at T3Go.
I was going to say, if you don't feel confident doing that, you could just go straight to the top brass and bypass commenting altogether.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that is the courageous adult way to handle things.
Yeah. If you feel like throwing us a bone, you can do one more new thing this time. But first, you can click on our Amazon banner at the top of our homepage. You buy something. We get some stuff. You can be super awesome like Aestheticist here and become a patron and throw a few dollars our way, and we really appreciate that. Or we have a new way. You can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy something from our shiny new store. One of the things you can buy, Ian, is a brought to you by this guy t-shirt. Yeah. We also have some products on there for the soon-to-be-named network. There's some t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's mugs and flasks. And
yes, and if you want to go there, you can also go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the Stein at the bottom of the page.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So check out our webpage if you're looking for Christmas gifts for all your people who look really confused when you hand them something that says the Puzzle Warriors 3 on it or the soon-to-be-named network. But we will get some kickbacks out of those purchases as well. To help pay for the show, so we would appreciate it. That's all we got for this week, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, next week is the solstice. Good night.
That's a very straightforward clue.
I think so.
Yeah.
Bye, friends.
Yeah, I'll see you.
All right. Goodbye.